Welcome, my friends. Jeff Maddox here. Today, we're going to talk and ask the question, is taxation theft?
Mr. Maddox, to be necessary and proper for your fellow slaves on this collective plantation.
Mr. Maddox, we won't use words like steal when we're a government body. That's what we're
judgment.
And with that, we move up. Jeff Maddox.
Is taxation theft? To answer that question, we must first determine what is theft. Most people know already in their mind that when a crackhead comes and steals your lawnmower to buy a crack rock, he's stealing. He's thieving. He's a thief. So we know what it is. It's stealing. It's taking something without permission. Do you have the right to rob your neighbor? I think most people will answer that question, no, of course I don't. Again, that crackhead stealing your lawnmower, is that right? Does he have the right to steal your lawnmower to buy his crack? Most people would say no. So if that one crackhead does not have the right to come and take your lawnmower to buy him a crack rock, do 10 crackheads have the right to take your lawnmower without your permission to buy all 10 of them crack rocks? Yes or no? Most people would say no. 10 crackheads can't steal his lawnmower to buy crack rocks. Common sense, critical thinking. Let's continue. Okay, so we determined that 5 or 10 crackheads can't vote that it's okay to take your lawnmower and buy crack rocks. Let me ask you this. Can 100 crackheads vote to live at your house and you buy all their crack? Now that's, you know, you can even vote. And if 100 crackheads decided that you need to take care of them, buy them crack rocks, and they live at your house, does that make it right? How many crackheads does it take to form a majority to where they can force you to take care of them? So, I think we can all agree that individuals do not have the right to steal. Now that's whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or just Tom, Dick, and Harry. If you don't believe in God, if you do believe in God, that's one basic thing that almost 100% of the people agree upon. Of course, there's nuts and psychopaths and thieves and all that. That's kind of the exception to the rule. But you know what we're talking about. Now, let's get down to the nitty and the gritty. Do you voluntarily pay your taxes? Or do you pay because of the threats of penalty, of violence, of asset seizure? Is that the reason you pay? And if so, that means you're paying under duress. Like a highwayman is coming to rob you, like the crackhead is going to steal your lawnmower at gunpoint. How many people does it take to make stealing right? Does it take 10? 20? 60? A million? $2 million? How many people does it take to make stealing right? If 300 million vote to steal from each other, Does that make it right? Does that make it right? Does that make stealing right? Taking without permission. Does that make it right? Take any child that has yet to go into government education, and teach, ask him if it's okay to take somebody else's property. Or try to explain to him that we all voted and he has to give us 30% of his ice cream. See what the reaction is to him if taxation is theft. After you come out of high school and you go get your first job and you look at your paycheck and you get angry with how much the government's taken out in taxes. And they're rightfully upset. But then as time goes on, it becomes the old saying, there's only two sure things, death and taxes. They begin to justify it. As they're beaten into it, we're beaten into the system. Oh, it's just the way it is. Who would build the roads? Who would build the roads? How do we justify it? How do people justify the taxation and theft? Well, it's inevitable. It's death and taxes. And then it's the ends justify the means. In other words, we want all this. We want roads and we want courts and we want cops chasing around speeders and doing roadblocks and all that. And it justifies that sin. It justifies robbing your neighbor. Do you advocate some robbery, or just no robbery, or all kinds of robbery? Do you support taxation of everything? Look at everything you do. It's tax, tax, and tax. Do you justify it? Do you ask, without taxation, without theft, who would build the roads? Without theft, who would protect us? Without theft, who would educate us? So what you're doing is you're justifying the means, justifying the tax, and justifying the theft, justifying the sin of theft. Theft is a sin. Do not steal, right? So you're justifying a thief. You're an accessory to the crime. Why? Government loves dependence. Dependence makes the theft justifiable. Think about that. Jeff Maddox, good day.
Mr. Maddox, and proper for your fellow slaves on this collective plantation.
Mr. Maddox, we won't use words like steal when we're a government body. And so with that, we move to the next item.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I need a point of order for clarification.
Yes.
I don't enjoy being called a thief. I don't enjoy being saying I steal. But I think the public has a right to get up here and speak before us and do it somewhat freely as long as they're not attacking individuals personally. Mr. DeBose,
fellow slaves on this collective plantation.
Mr. Maddox, we won't use words like steal or thank you very much. And with that, we move to Jeff Maddox. Mr. Maddox.
Please, Massa. Massa, please do not rob me anymore. Massa, please let me keep the fruits of my labor on your plantation. Massa, please.